Lili Nishmas, Abba Murray, Zichrono Livracha. We're up to Siman Kuf Kaf Aleph. Shochin b'modim tchilu v'sof. We bow at the beginning of modim, and also at the end when we say the bracha of Atov Shimcha v'luchan el gehodos. The Mishnah Berurah says that you have to bow at modim. The Gemara says if you don't bow at modim, then after a person dies, his backbone, his spine will become like a snake. The basic idea is, if you don't use your spine for the right purposes for bowing, then mida keneged mida, Hashem won't treat your spine in a good way either. Now, you bow at modim, and the Mishnah Berurah says, you're zokef at Hashem's name. Hashem is zokef kefufim, so you're supposed to be up or on the way up when you're saying Hashem's name. Oh, and the same thing at Atov Shimcha Uchan Elohodos, you bow at Baruch Atah, and you're up or on the way up when you say Hashem's name. We discussed earlier, the Mishnah Berurah sounds like for modim, you just bend forward. You don't bend your knees first and then bow forward. You just bow forward all in one motion. Oh. Sif Beis. Home or modim, modim, mishatki moso. If somebody says modim twice, so you silence him. You tell him to stop. Because it looks like there are two rishios, there are two gods. Why are you saying modim twice? You're moda only to Hashem. Now, the poskim say that if a person feels he didn't have proper kavana, and he wants to repeat a phrase, that's mutter. But here we're talking that a person's psalm says modim twice. Or, yachid ein lo lomer birkas kohanim. When you're davening the private Shemona Esrei, you don't say the tefillah of Elkeinu Bekev Oseinu birkas kohanim. And the Ramah says, v'chein ikar, that's the right thing. V'chein nirali linhog. But the minhag, the Ramah says, ein okein. That even the yachid says it. Anytime it's fitting for a Nesias Kavayin, anytime that, like Shachris, where it's fitting that a person could do Duchening, you do say it. That's what the minig is. But the Ramah says, Eino Nira, that's not proper, and one shouldn't do it. And the minig nowadays is we don't do it. That when a person davens the silent Shemoneh Esrei, he does not say the Elkeinu Bokei Avoseinu. Now, if you do say it, you don't have to preach Shemoneh Esrei, because You're not adding something totally extraneous. Some say it fits. Some say it fits there, but you're not supposed to say that that's tefillah. Okay. There are different opinions whether you say El Kenu V'Kev Oseinu in the house of an Avel, and the Mishnah Berurah paskins that you should not say this tefillah in the house of an Avel. Okay. Siman Kuf Kaf Beis. Here the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah talk about what one is allowed to respond to. If you already finished Hamarechas Amo Yisrael B'Shalom, so you finished the Brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. El Kainat Tzor is Tachanunim. That's an extra supplication. It's not really part of Shemoneh Esrei. So here the Shulchan Aruch says, In Bola Hafsik Lanos Kadesh Yukadusha, Bein Shemoneh Esrei Liyu Leratzon, Eino Posek. Shul Leratzon Michalat Filuhi. The Shulchan Aruch says, you can't say anything, you can't respond to anything before you said Yul Ratzon, because that's considered part of the Shemoneh Esrei, part of the Tefillah. It's like you're asking Hashem to accept my Tefillah. That's considered part of Shemoneh Esrei. But once you said Yul Ratzon, then you are allowed to answer things. You can answer the same things that one can answer during the Birchos Kriyas Shema. The Mishnah Berurah says you can even answer any Amen. Okay. The Ramah says V'dafka b'makom shenoagin lomar Yul Ratzon miyad achar Tefillah. If you say El Kain Atzor before Yul Ratzon, so then, even though you still haven't said Yul Ratzon yet, you are allowed to answer Kadesh and Kedusha. It's not like the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. According to the Shulchan Aruch, if you haven't said Yul Ratzon, you can't answer anything. According to the Ramah, in a place where you normally add things in before Yul Ratzon, like we do, we say El Kain Atzor, then during Lo Kain Atzor, you're allowed to respond to Kadesh and Kedusha and Baruch Hu, and you can respond to all of the things you can say during the Birchos Kriyas Shema. We learned that means you can respond to the Amen after Akel HaKadosh. You can respond to the Amen after Shema Koleinu. The Amen of Akel Kadosh is very lemaisa. If a person davens more slowly than the Shul does, it's very common that the shul will get to Kedusha, the Shliach Tzibur will get to Kedusha, and you're still davening Shmoneh Esrei. So you can answer the basic parts of Kedusha. That's Kadosh, 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 that Pasuk, and Baruch Kvod Hashem Yimkomo. And you can answer the Amen after Hakel HaKadosh. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says it's better for Ashkenazim also to say Yul Ratzon right away after HaMabarech HaSam Yisrael B'Shalom. And that way you avoid any machlokas. Once you said Yul Ratzon, then you can answer these things, even according to the Shulchan Aruch. So therefore, the common practice is that we say HaMabarech HaSam Yisrael B'Shalom, and then we say Yul Ratzon. Once we've said Yul Ratzon, now we can answer the same things we can respond to during Birchos Kriyas Shema, which means those two psukim in Kedusha and the Amen and Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba of Kaddish and the Amen of Hakel HaKadosh. Then we say Yul Ratzon again at the end of Ol Kainasor, and at that point a person can respond and answer everything. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. What if somebody finished Ol Kainasor and said Yul Ratzon at the end? But they can't take their 3 steps back. Why not? Because there's someone davening behind them. So now you're stuck standing there, but you're totally done with Shmoneh Esrei. And you even said Ol Kainasor, and you said Yul Ratzon at the end of Ol Kainasor. So the Mishnah Berurah says you can answer Amen, and you can even answer Baruch Baruch Shemot. It means you can say everything then. You just can't talk a Sichas Chulin. The minig is you can pick up a Sefer and learn. Some hold you can say Tehillim then. But you can't just stop talk because you're still Omid Lifnei Melech. Oh. So those are the halachos of what we're allowed to respond to during El Kainetzur. Now, then the Shulchan Aruch says, and the Mishnah Berurah says we accept this, that there's a better option. If you're in the middle of El Kainetzur, and let's say the shul is about to cut off to Kaddish, to Kedusha, so the Shulchan Aruch says, Im hischol hashatz l'sadar tfilaso v'gil kaddish ol kedusha mekatzer v'ole. You should cut short el kainetzur and just stop in the middle and say the last yul ratzon, and then you can answer kedusha normally. The Mishnah Berurah says this means you should even take your 3 steps back because there's no chiyuv to say the tachanunim every time, and here the Tachanunim are getting in the way of responding to Kaddish and Kedusha. So ideally, you should, if you see the shul is about to get up to Kaddish and Kedusha, and you're in Ol Kainetzur, you should end your Shmoneh Esrei, say Yul Ratzon, take your 3 steps back, say Osa Shalom even, if possible, and then answer everything. If you don't have time to take the 3 steps back, the Mishnah Berurah says, at least, you would say the Yul Ratzon, at the end of Ol Kainetzur. So here's what the guideline says. May one respond to Kaddish and Kedusha during Ol Kainetzur? So the answer is yes. You can respond to whatever is mutter in the middle of Shema, and it's better to say Yul Ratzon, you know, the first Yul Ratzon before Ol Kainetzur in order to answer these things. Is it better to omit Ol Kainetzur in this situation? Yes. It is better to cut short Ol Kainetzur rather than respond during Ol Kainetzur. If possible, you should take 3 steps back before responding. And if time allows, even say the Osa Shalom. But if you don't have time, then the least you should do is right away say, the Mishnah Berurah says, right away say the Yul Ratzon at the end of El Kainetzur, and then you can respond to the Kaddish and Kedusha fully and respond to everything in the Kaddish and Kedusha. It's a very lemaisa halacha. Okay, we'll stop.